T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Well, good evening once again, fellow deplorables. Welcome to the John Whitmer Show, broadcasting live from America's heartland here on Wichita's home for local conservative talk radio, where we proudly champion the conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. Our studio lines are open. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us 316-869-1330. You know, during the midst of the coronavirus, the shutdowns, we called this Radio Free Wichita. Sadly, we may have to start doing that again. We have a great lineup for you this evening. Coming up later this hour, we'll talk with our very own 4th District Congressman Ron Estes about the latest congressional efforts to stimulate the economy and keep Nancy Pelosi in check. I will play my interview that I recorded earlier this week with 2016 Trump presidential deputy campaign manager David Bossie. He's going to give us an update on the campaign. We'll also talk with Thrive 15 founder Clive Clark about how face masks do not provide people, or just rather protect people, from viruses. He's done 10 years worth of research. He's looked into this extensively. According to Clive, masks don't work. They just don't protect you from viruses. We'll see what he has to say about that. John Bennett from Understanding the Threat will tell us about the ongoing threat facing America from socialism and the Black Lives Matter movement. We'll get a 1st District congressional campaign update from former Lieutenant Governor Tracy Mann. And this week, when I went to speak to the Sedgwick County Commission, I also met Sarah Reith. She was there also pleading with the county commission not to do what they did, which was shut down businesses. Sarah is an entrepreneur and a business owner here in Wichita, and she will share with us how the China coronavirus shutdowns have absolutely devastated the local wedding industry. So we'll talk with her as well. We've got a big lineup again. If you'd like to join us, you can reach us 316-869-1330. So, you know, I alluded to it in the intro there. Two quote-unquote Republican members of the Sedgwick County Commission voted with liberal Lacey Cruz yet again this week to close businesses and shut down a portion of our local economy. I'm grateful that we at least have Michael O'Donnell and Jim Howell to defend liberty. But once again, Pete Meitzner and David Dennis have caved to fear, and our freedom and the local economy are suffering for it. I spoke to David Dennis. Pete Meitzner won't take my calls anymore. Gee, I wonder why. I spoke to David Dennis. He told me that Mayor Whipple had convinced him that they had to do it. Now, I think that's sad, frankly, that David Dennis would rather listen to Mayor Whipple than his own constituents. But apparently, Mayor Whipple is the one that's calling all the shots down at the county commission as far as these three are concerned. He told me, David Dennis told me, that the mayor told them they had to do it, that these businesses had to be closed, when I asked him if they had any documented cases that linked directly back to a specific bar or nightclub, he admitted they did not. I asked him if they had any clusters associated with these bars and nightclubs. He said they did not. He said they think some airmen from McConnell were down there and might have contracted it. Gee, Dave, they might have been there. They might have contracted COVID there. So let's go ahead and close all bars and nightclubs in the county and put people out of business and out of work because they might have contracted it down there. That sounds like a fair and reasonable response. But heck, Mini Mayor Whipple said something similar. He said they had to, after all, because they had a ton of evidence to support it, right?
Over the last few weeks, we have seen just evidence, pictures, and complaints from really the bar scene, which is shoulder to shoulder, packed in, folks not wearing masks, not doing social distancing.
Oh, so he's seen pictures and photos of people not wearing masks and not social distancing. We don't have any cases that document to a particular bar. We don't have any clusters to a particular bar. But heaven forbid they're not social distancing and wearing their Mini Mayor Whipple masks. What's next, I ask. What happens when this doesn't work to flatten the curve?
If we don't take action now, we'll get to a bigger shutdown.
Oh, so that's his plan. So when this doesn't work, and by the way, folks, this isn't going to work. California's been doing this for months. They haven't fixed it. We're going to have another shutdown, courtesy of Whipple and Meitzner and Cruz and Dennis. But let's be honest. What is it that really bothers authoritarians like Pete Meitzner and Lacey Cruz and Brandon Whipple and David Dennis? It's the fact that we are resisting their efforts to control us. The mini mayor admitted as much this week. What bothered him most is that businesses have too many due process rights.
Even though we have the tools to do it, where, hey, you're in violation of a health order and of a city ordinance, you now have 5 days to correct this, or the chief of police could close you down. There's still a whole level of due process between that.
So there's too much due process rights. If Mayor Whipple had his way, he'd take away your ability to appeal him, by gosh. Heck with that Constitution thing. There's no rhyme or reason to Kansas's designations of essential businesses during this whole thing. There's been no rhyme and reason to picking on bars and nightclubs. They're just looking for someone to blame, and now they've found their scapegoat. This arbitrary nature of these shutdowns serves only to pick winners and losers. And it's fundamentally unfair to the many struggling business owners and their employees. It's fundamentally unfair. The Pete Meitzner and David Dennis trio that lies down with Lacey Cruz can't tell you why they are picking on bars and nightclubs. That's the shame in this. Mini Mayor Whipple can't either, except to say they've seen pictures of patrons not social distancing or wearing masks. I've seen that at Black Lives Matter protests, too, but they aren't shutting those down. Just look at the lists of businesses closed and allowed to be open during this nonsense. Liquor stores, vape and smoke shops, flower and candy shops allowed to be open. Photographers, dog groomers, non-food retail shops all closed. Can anybody explain why? Why is it safe to go to a liquor store but not a dog groomer? Why is it safe to go to a vape and smoke shop but not a photographer? Why can't I go to a regular retail store but I can go to a flower and candy store? There's no sense in this. Who knows? I mean, certainly the morons making these decisions can't, or rather won't, tell us. Eventually it's going to take a business or an association to stand up to the mayor and their three weak-minded commissioners who keep doing his bidding. The Fifth Amendment of the United States Constitution includes a provision known as the Takings Clause. which states that, quote, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. While the Fifth Amendment by itself only applies to actions by the federal government, the 14th Amendment extends the takings clause to actions by state and local governments as well. According to the takings clause, the government must pay just compensation to the owner of the property that is taken. The Supreme Court has taken this even further to include excessive governmental regulations. The court has held that regulations that deprive a person of all ability to develop or utilize his or her property for any economic purposes goes too far and requires just compensation. Does that sound familiar? Folks, this isn't about the inconvenience of mask wearing. It's about our fundamental rights, life, liberty, property. We're all blessed to live in a free country for now. If you want to stay home, stay home. That's your right. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. That's your right. If you want to avoid large crowds, avoid large crowds. That's also your right. But these business owners should not be required to descend into poverty for you. The rest of us are not required to abstain from human contact for you. If I refuse to participate in quarantine life, that's my right to choose. Whipple, Meitzner, Cruz, and Dennis are allowing fear and policies devoid of scientifically accurate data to destroy the county we live in and ruin our lives. How long are we going to sit by and allow it to happen? We have a constitutional right to take risks. Unfortunately, some just don't want to let us do it. Stop allowing government to destroy our society. When the quote-unquote new normal is filled with starvation and depression and suicide, child abuse, domestic violence, imprisonment, governmental spying, and desperation, the virus is going to look preferable to the world that they're helping facilitate. You know what? This reminds me of something, folks. This reminds me of a story I once heard of a warped, twisted, power-hungry authoritarian and the city council lackeys who were too weak to oppose him. This group of authoritarians placed a similar ban on their residents' behavior and individual freedoms. Finally, it took an uprising of young citizens to change things. A group of young, freedom and liberty-minded patriots who had finally had enough and decided to stand up to the fascists running things and defy the orders. Maybe it's time we rose up. Maybe it's time we danced the night away and did the same thing. You know what? Maybe it's time for a little defiant resistance in Sedgwick County, too. Remember, folks, 2% of the motivated can rule over the 90% who are apathetic. Coming up after the break, I'll play an interview I recorded earlier this week with David Bossi, the 2016 Trump Presidential Campaign Deputy Campaign Manager. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Footloose, brothers!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.